Raheem Sterling scores his first goal for Chelsea. I forgot to say this. It was like 3 days ago, I think. But they played, I forgot what team they played against. But he scored his first goal. It could have been a little bit more. I feel like I expect more from Raheem Sterling. He's been playing good at Manchester City, but the transfer to Chelsea, I feel like he should have waited a little bit more. Cause, I don't know if Chelsea's gonna fit him. Cause they play differently. And, how you call it? Raheem Sterling plays in like the winger position, so he needs to be. He's quick with the ball. Like, everything you need in a winger, he has. Possession, or like dribbling, acceleration when he needs it, and he works good in tight spaces sometimes. And don't get me wrong, he's a good player, but sometimes he lacks, and you know, like his shooting is not that great as it should be. But overall, Chelsea can do good. And, oh yeah, and they also, I think they're gonna renew the contracts of Alonso and Aski de Puerta. So, I don't know how you say his name. I think I say it, but yeah. Because supposedly Alonso and Aski de Puerta was supposed to go to Barcelona, but they were last second, Chelsea renewed the contract of Aski de Puerta, and they're gonna wait on Alonso now. They're just waiting for him. I mean, if Barcelona made that move, I feel like it wouldn't be a great move, because they're already getting old, and they're just at a point where they can play good still. Like, they're gonna play good. You know, obviously they're gonna play good, because they have experience, but still, they need a good young player that can do the running, you know, like the passing, not old players in the back, you know, when they need like good defense, because they're already having good defense. They got Christensen, they got Koundé, they got Araujo, then left back, they got Jordi Alba, right back, they got Dest. And this, don't get me wrong, it's a good lineup right there in the back, but they're missing the left back, because Jordi Alba's getting old too, and it's not like he's gonna get younger every day, so they need to get a replacement. But it shouldn't be Alonso or Aski de Puerta, because I feel like that's not going to be a good match for them. They should just stay at Chelsea or move some other club, but not Barcelona. Because it don't suit them. Like, it don't look like they can play good there. They can, but it'll take them some time, like always, you know. Because a player always has to get used to where they go. And Haaland to Manchester City. Like, I forgot that transfer. I just now remember about that transfer. Haaland went to Manchester City for like £60 million, right? Yeah, went there. It's a good deal. That was a rob right there. He should have gone for like £110, but like they lowered the clause because he was still in his contract and stuff. But he's a good signing. It's just like he just needs to get a little bit getting used to it, because once he's used to it, he's gonna be a beast, like a beast. Because right now he's not used to playing this, so he's not gonna obviously just start going and scoring goals, because it's not that easy. He has to get used to the training, the managers, the way they play, the play style. Because Pep Guardiola likes to play pass the ball, take the ball, pass the ball, take the ball, you know, like he likes to play like that. He doesn't like to play fast, but he doesn't like to play just be like, oh, pass the ball to the striker, shoot it. Like, he doesn't like playing like that. He likes to play with like communication with the team, and everyone gets a touch of the ball, you know. And he likes to play the ball rapid too. Like, let's say the striker's running up, you're in the midfield of the ball. If you can, you can make the pass to the striker. If not, you pass it to the left wing, you pass it back to the center. Because what if they have a defender, then you pass it straight? That's how they do it. And yeah, but overall, Manchester City have a good lineup right now, and they're doing good so far. Oh yeah, this other song, Calvin Phillips, I don't know his name. That's not a good signing, I'm not gonna lie. I don't think that's gonna suit him very well. I feel like he should have stayed at Leeds United, or gone to like a Manchester United club, or Chelsea, or something like that. Because I feel like Man City don't need another midfielder right now. They're good, they're being stacked, but you know, that's really much Manchester City. It's up to them. And Manchester United, I forgot. Cristiano is gonna stay at Manchester United. I know, bro, is sad. I would be too. But I mean, that's how it is. That's how really it is. But I mean, at least he's gonna keep playing at his old club, so like, I wouldn't be complaining. But still, they're at the Europa League. No. And then Pogba left the club for Juventus, and yeah, he really left too. So Cristiano's gonna stay. He gonna be playing with the young players. Jadon Sancho has so much potential to give in that team. It's just that he's not able to fulfill it yet. He's getting taught well though. And then Anthony Martial is doing good in preseason. They were cooking up in the preseason, Manchester United. And I want to see what they do. I want to see what they bring in the Premier League. Not gonna lie, because I feel like they have a lot to bring with the new manager playing, being rough on them, because they were lacking a lot. Lacked a lot of confidence. They lacked a lot last season. I'm gonna say. They could have done way better than what they did. They finished like at least top six, right? At least top six, seven. They would have finished lower than that if it weren't for Cristiano Ronaldo winning the games for them. And not being for a 34 or 5 year old carry the team, that shouldn't be possible. That shouldn't be able to happen, you know. As a team that has young players, generational talent type stuff, shouldn't be relying on a goal scorer that's like 34, 35, you know. Because what if he leaves and they don't have another striker, they're going to fall on the table bad. And that's when they need to bring a new striker to that club, new midfield, new defenders. Oh my gosh, the defenders. They need two new center backs for a fact. They need a good left back at least. They need like every type of defender in the back, bro. Because like Maguire? Oh my gosh, bro. It's like you're asking to lose every game. No, we're not doing that. This is, that has to be like a regret purchase, bro. And then make him team captain too? I would cry. I would not like to play for that club. Especially Maguire telling me what to do? Nah. But yeah, and Kylian Mbappe should have gone to Real Madrid instead of staying at PSG. But I mean, that was really up to him. He chose money over club, but it's alright. But if I were him, I would have fulfilled my childhood dreams and gone to Real Madrid. Like, if I always wanted to play for Real Madrid and I got the opportunity and they offered me a good contract and everything, I would have taken it. Especially at like the dream, my dream club, I would take it, you know, because it's like your dream club. You've been wanting to play that since your childhood. But no, he decided to quote unquote stay at PSG, say that PSG is good and everything, but I mean, that's really up to him. And yeah. Lionel Messi might come back to Barcelona 2023. I just saw this yesterday. That thing might come up. He might, after his contract expires, Xavi might sign him from PSG and bring him back to Barca. I mean, I feel like it's a good signing. He still needs to finish his legacy from what he started, you know? He's not done yet from what he did with Barcelona. I feel like he has so much to give still. There's a lot of things he's still missing. Like, he's missing more goals. I mean, he's doing good, though. Don't get me wrong. He's a goat. He's good. It's just like, at Barcelona, he deserved more, you know? Like, he should have stayed longer instead of just being sold. And I feel like players Barcelona gonna sell are PK, Braithwaite, Des, Umtiti. No, not Des, not Des. Okay, Umtiti, Braithwaite, PK. Who else we got? I mean, that's pretty much a lot right now, but if I can remember, I'll say it again. But yeah, Umtiti used to be good. He used to be the GOAT, but not anymore. He used to be like goated, but he just stopped playing, stopped training and everything, and just fell down. PK is just getting old, that's why it should be time to sell him, you know? Like, he's done good for the club, but just like it's time to go somewhere else to a different club. And Braithwaite, don't get me wrong, he saved us multiple times, but I feel like it's his time to go too. Cause like we're full with strikers, left wings, and everything, and it's not like he's gonna play in the midfield now. And I forgot, Griezmann, I think comes back on loan this year. I think this year from Atletico Madrid. Not sure, but I feel like he should be sold to Atletico Madrid. But if not, I feel like I'll give him one more chance at Barcelona, one more season, and that's it, and see what he can do this season. What he can bring. And overall, I feel like Barcelona are going to do good at the season. La Liga, Real Madrid are going to do good. Let's talk about Liverpool. Liverpool have good teams. And I forgot, Mane left the team. Diego Jota, Salah, Firmino. They got Thiago Alcantara. Who else they got? Fabinho. Milner. They got, what's his name? I forgot his name. I don't know. They got Allison, they got Robertson, who else? They got Matip, they got Van Dijk, and then right back, who they got right back? I don't even know what they got right back, but they're doing good. They got a good season, but I don't know if they're going to finish the top this season. They've been lacking a little bit. Oh yeah, they got Darwin Nunez. I forgot about him. They got Darwin Nunez, new signing from, what's the club he played at? I forgot. I just had it in my head. I don't know, but he stopped playing. He's a new signing. I think they signed him for like $100 million. I feel like that's a little too expensive for a striker like him, just having one good season. That's his first good season too. And they're expecting big things from Darwin, Haaland, that's pretty much it. Because it's going to be like the big main strikers in the Premier League. And I feel like Darwin Nunez is going to do good. It's going to take him a good minute to adapt. Because I feel like he's not used to this play style. And it's only his first time getting a good season. It was his first time playing good. And after that, I don't know if he's going to have a good season or a bad season at Liverpool. But it's really up to Liverpool to see how they train him, how they get him, and everything. Yeah. And what else? Oh yeah, Memphis Depay might leave to Tottenham. Tottenham's jersey, I mean, new kit, I think the home kit or the away kit, I don't know, that's like the purple neon green one. I do not like it. It's not good at all. Not good. Could have been better. I don't know what they were thinking about. They should have stayed with white and like black, like always, like have they done in the past. But yeah, Manchester United's kits, home and away, I like them. Great, they're doing good. Ajax, I like their kit, the new one that came out just yesterday. I like it. It looks nice as heck. And Barcelona's kits are fire. They're like, even though they're like, they are fire. Like, I'm gonna give me one of them, but those are fire kits, and I like them. And what else? Chelsea. Kids I like too. I think it's a home jersey or the away jersey. I don't know. It's like a blue one that has like the collar and everything. That's nice as heck. Liverpool has a good jersey. It's just like the same thing being reviewed, just red, simple red. I mean, they're going basically classy, you know, but it's alright. But yeah. And what else we got today? Kylian Mbappe should have gone to Real Madrid. Haaland's going to do good at Manchester City. Oh yeah, then Phillips, he signed from Leeds United to Manchester City. I feel like he should have gone to a different club instead of Manchester City. I feel like there's a different club that deserves, like, needs a midfielder like him. And he should have gone to Manchester United. I'm not gonna lie. Manchester United or Chelsea. But the only thing that he should have gone to Manchester United. He has, like, that kind of aggression play. So, I mean, I haven't really seen him play that much, so I really don't know. But, yeah. And Rafinha goes to Barcelona. That's a good signing Barcelona made. I like that signing. But, yeah. Philip should have chose Manchester United over Man City. Because I feel like Manchester United need midfield right now. And they also need some center backs, like I said. They need center backs. Who probably can play center back? Yeah. PSG has a good lineup. So does Liverpool, Manchester City, and Manchester United. Chelsea's doing good right now. But, yeah. Oh, Champions League. I forgot it's coming up. We don't got that much days to the league. Starts again. We got like 3 more days or 2. 3 or 8, 2. Around there until the game. The league starts again. Premier League. Yeah. But yeah, we don't got that long to wait. The league's about to start in like 2 or 3 days. I'll check in a minute. But yeah, the league's about to start. They're about to start, you know, playing games and everything. About to start watching it. Home and school, you know, about paying attention.